This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
First, I've got to start, with a checklist. First, unmute the mic, then do the rejoinder. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We're going to be joined, here second hour by Tony Simon. I met Tony at the NRA meetup, meetings, whatever they call them. And we're going to talk about what he does, because he operates behind enemy lines in New Jersey. That's coming up second hour. There's a new word out there in the parlance today. Arkanside. It was probably coined by the website Arkanside. Refers to potential witnesses to the Clintons' dirty dealings in Arkansas suddenly committing suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head. Arkansas police and coroners, notably medical examiner Fahmy Malak, who answered to then Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton, automatically called these shootings suicides. After Clinton became president, the phenomenon moved to Washington, D.C., most notably when Hillary Clinton's ex-lover, Vincent Foster, was found dead on a D.C. park bench and declared to also have committed suicide. Now that Hillary's pursuing the presidency, Arkansas have resumed, including these four recent cases. Democratic staffer Seth Conrad Rich, only 27, shot in the back multiple times on his way to meet with the FBI to discuss election fraud on 7-10-16. UN official John Ash died suspiciously the day before he was set to testify as a top official against the DNC and Hillary Clinton. Victor Thorne, author of the books exposing the Clintons, found dead of a gunshot wound on a mountaintop near his home. Sean Lucas, head attorney of the anti-Clinton DNC fraud case and a Bernie Sanders supporter, found dead on his home on 8-4 this month. On August the 9th, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange intimated that Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich, who was shot dead in Washington, D.C., was the source for thousands of hacked DNC emails that exposed the DNC as the corrupt arm of, Hillary Clinton, pantsuit. WikiLeaks released the emails to the public to the DNC's embarrassment. They also obtained thousands of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's supposedly deleted emails, which WikiLeaks has been releasing piecemeal to the public. Assange promises that emails especially damaging to Hillary's presidential ambitions will be released right before the November election for maximum impact. This all makes WikiLeaks a thorn in the sides of pantsuit and the DNC. So, on August 15th, 2016, WikiLeaks sent out a Twitter alert about another Arkanside, the strange suicide by train of Assange's lawyer, John Jones, a prominent British human rights attorney. Now, Neil Tyson reports for The Sun that on April 18th, 2016, John Jones, one of Britain's top human rights lawyers who represented Assange, had died of an apparent suicide. Assange has been holed up for 4 years in the Ecuador embassy in London after the Swedish government tried to extradite him for questioning on rape charges. A spokesperson for British Transport Police said it was called to West Hampstead rail station on North London at 7:07 a.m. on Monday, April 18th, after a man was struck by a train. The spokesman added that the man was pronounced dead at the scene. Man's death is not being treated as suspicious. A file will be prepared for the coroner. That guy was John Jones. By all indications, Jones had everything to live for. He was only 48 years old, a successful, well-regarded attorney who lived in a £1.5 million home in Hendon, North London, with his beautiful and accomplished wife, 40-year-old Dr. Misa Gonek-Rosej, director of international law and international law consultancy, and their two children. He worked at a renowned civil rights legal firm, Doughty Street in central London, alongside Hollywood actor George Clooney's wife, Amal. He specialized in extradition, war crimes, and counterterrorism, taking cases from the former Yugoslavia, Rwanda, Sierra Leone, Lebanon, and Cambodia. At the time of his Arkanside, Jones was trying to save the lives of Colonel Gaddafi's son Saif and Libyan spy chief Abdullah al-Senussi. Both had been ordered before a firing squad in Tripoli, but Jones was trying to divert their case to the war crimes tribunal in The Hague, which does not have the death penalty. Doughty Street said in a statement, John was a brilliant and creative lawyer, admired and appreciated for his amazing sense of humor, professionalism, and deep commitment to justice. His death is a huge loss. Another Arkanside is the death of the father of a physician alleged to be treating Hillary for dementia. We'll talk about that another time. Arkanside. It never fails to... I find all of this fascinating. I really do. These people that are dropping. And I mean, what? Four since June. All tied to the Clintons. You know what? You know, they didn't mention in the past when Clinton was in... when Clinton was in the White House, Ron Brown, who died in a plane crash with a bullet wound in the back of his head, or supposedly, that's what I heard. I mean, I don't really know. Sooner or later, and then we have, John Nichols, who supposedly is out there, and he's written a book about killing all these people for the Clintons. That's interesting, too. That's interesting, too, but I'm waiting to see what happens to Julian Assange, because normally they don't, if you look at these killings, if this is really what it's being put out to be, they don't hit people close to them to shut them up. They hit them. They hit the source. So the source here would be Julian Assange, and the hope, I guess, that he would, his death would be... would maybe shut it down. But I'm just waiting to see what happens with this. But here we have Seth Rich, John Ash, Victor Thorne, Sean Lucas, all dead, all suicided somehow. Victor Thorne, he climbed to the top of a mountain to shoot himself. I realize that suicide may be a solitary, lonely thing. Seth Rich, I mean, it looks like he was beat half to death before he was shot. So there we have it. That's what we got going on. And the only way we're ever going to find this stuff out is if Hillary loses. So we got to find out. We got to keep Hillary from winning, because if she becomes president. See, Musco in the chat room was saying there's 89 Arkansas just during his terms of office in Arkansas. See, Bill's a dangerous man. Wherever he goes, there's violence. Gun violence, my eye. Arkansas. We need to ban that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
connection between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the second call defense.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I got the busy throat today. I sound like a lumber mill. And I apologize for that. Identity politics is something that progressives have always practiced. Setting up the subsets, you know, setting up the groups. And Hillary's a master at cherry-picking certain individuals that fit nicely into her narrative. All you have to do is listen to any of her speeches on any issue. No doubt identity politics will eventually rear its ugly head. And perhaps the most notorious example of identity politics was played out in the public back when that old dog Bill and his many sexual scandals, in particular the Monica Lewinsky escapade, when Pantsuit, a big advocate for women's rights, went on damage control and virtually on a smear campaign destroying the reputation of then-intern Lewinsky and scores of other women, with some actually being sexually assaulted by the president. So it should come as no surprise that Pantsuit would congratulate a Muslim wearing a hijab for competing at the Olympics in Rio while totally ignoring the first American gold medalist because it involved a firearm. In Rio, Olympic fencer Ibtihaj Muhammad became the first American Muslim athlete to compete while wearing a hijab. Now, no doubt the snub was for the benefit of her supporters who have made gun control a centerpiece of their platform, regardless of the fact that sharpshooting is an Olympic event and, of course, should be beyond political spin. Moreover, as a presidential nominee, it's only fitting that Hillary should have congratulated 19-year-old Jenny Thrasher to bring home the gold for her outstanding skill at beating out Chinese competitors Yi Xiling in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. That's not what happened. It's skilled marksmen, you see, like Thrasher and those Secret Service agents with guns that keep political hacks like Clinton and Obama safe and secure. So what deserves recognition? Winning a gold for your nation or wearing a scarf? Let me know what you think. When you get a moment, which could you? That'd be nice. Now, here's the other part. I look at the mainstream media, and I mean, you know, Trump has been a darling of them before. But if you listen to the media right now, all the polls are terrible, and his odds of winning are remote. According to the most biased liberal media, Team Trump should be in panic mode. I don't think so. I think it's Pantsuit that should be in panic mode. And let me explain what I'm talking about. According to liberals and Donald's critics and the GOP establishment and Ted Cruz's Never Trump crowd and the mainstream media, Trump is ignorant, disorganized, offensive. His views are barbaric and simplistic. He's firing his campaign managers again. He made every rookie mistake in the book as the non-politician who has no idea what he's doing. According to critics, he just doubled down on stupid by hiring Breitbart's CEO, Steve Bannon, as CEO of the Trump campaign. Once again, ignoring conventional wisdom, ignoring the traditional Washington, D.C. insiders and political experts. Critics also believe they just witnessed Trump suffering the three worst weeks in the history of presidential campaigns. He certainly just suffered 3 weeks of the most intense, vicious, over-the-top media attacks ever on a presidential campaign. And don't forget that he's been outspent $100 million to zero. But worst of all, he's been abandoned by his own party. The most impressive list of GOP officials ever to stand against their nominee has publicly rejected Donald. And in GOP senators and congressmen publicly announcing he's unqualified and they cannot support him. It's all gone bad for Donald Trump. Can't get any worse for a presidential candidate now, can it? Talk about your peaks and valleys. Trump is deep in the heart of the valley. But then there's this. After all of that, after pantsuit in the media and liberals and the GOP establishment threw everything they had at Donald, he's tied. He's tied with her. He's within the statistical margin of error in every major credible national poll out in the past few weeks. Zogby, Rasmussen, LA Times/USC, Bloomberg, they all say he's down 1 or 2 points with likely voters, which is tied. In the latest LA Times/USC polls, he's down less than 1%.
And we all know that 5 to 10% of the voters won't admit they support Trump. Why would they after 3 weeks of disaster? So this might mean he's actually ahead 3 to 5 points. And Pat Suit's like an NFL team ahead by 14 in the third quarter. And the coach and the players and the fans all know it's not enough. They can just feel it. Disaster is coming. They're ahead by 14, and they just know they're dead. And if Hillary isn't ahead by 15 to 20 points right now at this absolute low point of Trump's campaign, the deep, deep valley, Hillary is the one in deep trouble. Her peak is actually the valley. Her fans and the mainstream media just don't understand that yet. This is the high watermark for her campaign. It will never get better than this, and she's tied, hanging on by her fingernails. She won't make it to the November 8th finish line. She is DOA politically. Even worse, she knows any day between now and November 8th that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks will drop a bombshell that will destroy her presidential run, political career, and legacy all in one, and she knows what's coming because she knows what's in those emails. If WikiLeaks has what Hillary thinks they have, her future involves the big house, not the White House, because WikiLeaks clearly has her 32,000 deleted emails, secret emails that detail her crimes. So no wonder she's sick. No wonder she has health issues. No wonder she has trouble standing up behind a podium or sitting on a couch without being propped up by large pillows or walking upstairs. Stress kills you. Hillary knows what's coming and it's just destroying her mental and physical health. And one more reminder, Trump hasn't spent any money. His first TV ad start last weekend, and then after Labor Day, I'm betting he releases an overwhelming advertising blitz the likes of which Pantsuit has never faced before. It's not over. Oh, no. If Trump were talking to Hillary right now, if he were describing what's going on right now, he may not know this because, you know, he's new to politics and everything, but he's exactly where he wants to be. He's exactly where he wants to be. He's not spending any money. And all of that, and this negative publicity he's been getting, that just reinforces in the Trump supporters that they're going to support him. Nobody's running from him, except the powers that be, the elites, on both sides. Okay. Run. Run for all your lives, because there is a reckoning coming your way. Business as usual may soon be over in Washington, D.C. land. And when that happens, well, that's not going to be good for any of you elite eggheads, is it? No, I don't think so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number two Gideon, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, the Second Amendment is a fundamental right of every American. And unfortunately, there are those in the political spectrum that feel the need to take this right away based on fear and misinformation. To further illustrate this point, the good folks at Second Amendment Check create a list of 53 places that have banned guns and just don't want your business if you carry a firearm. So I'm going to help you make an informed decision to oblige them, you know. To really break this all down, here is the list. This is all going to depend on where you live, to a certain degree. A&P, this is a grocery store chain. I didn't even know they still existed, to be honest with you. There have been some stores in the 21st century, but I don't know where they were. AMC Theaters, don't know anything about it. BB&T Bank, my wife used to work there. Bloomin' Brands, that's Outback Steakhouse, Carrabba's Italian Grill, and others. Now, see, in South Carolina, their policy of no guns allowed is all based on them having the proper signage. And some of these places that say that no guns are allowed don't have proper signage or don't have any at all, like I'm supposed to know their corporate policy.
Buffalo Wild Wings, California Pizza Kitchen, Carmike Cinemas, CBL and Associates Properties. These are shopping malls. CBS, I go in there all the time. Brinker International, that's Chili's and Maggiano's. Chuck E. Cheese, Cinemark Theaters, CNN, Time Warner, Comcast, NBC, Universal, Costco. Costco is an interesting one. Costco is here in the upstate of South Carolina. There is a Costco here. No signs at all on the Costco. And there has to be a sign on every door in South Carolina for it to be gun-free. And it has to be the proper sign. Forest City Enterprises, which are more shopping malls. General Growth Properties, which are shopping malls. Goodyear. Google, because I go in there all the time. Great American Restaurants. Great Wolf Lodge. H.H. Gregg. Hooters. Howard Hughes Corporation, which are shopping malls. IKEA. I like IKEA. Okay? And when I go in the IKEA, if they don't have the sign. I mean, I've been in IKEAs in Georgia where they're carrying guns and they open. So. Jack in the Box, Cadoba Mexican Grill. Never heard of them. Joanne's Stores. Go in one all the time. Carry a gun the whole time I'm there. Because there's no sign. Masserich. Shopping malls. Men's Journal, which is a magazine. Which, how is a magazine gun free? Anyway, I digress. Modell Sporting Goods, Panera Bread. See, Panera Bread here doesn't have signs for the most part. Paragon Theaters, Pete's Coffee and Tea, Regal Cinemas, Rolling Stone Magazine. That's deep in the heart of California. Of course, it's gun-free. Simon Shopping Malls. Now, the only shopping mall we have here is a Simon Shopping Mall, or it was. And once again, they don't have signs. Sonic. How is it that a drive-through restaurant can decide I can't bring a gun around them? Southern Theaters, LLC, Sprouts Farmers Market, Square, Starbucks. Going to Starbucks, not every day, but I either through the drive-thru or whatever. And no guns, signs on the door. TGI Fridays, Target, the National Football League, the New York Times Company, Toys R Us, Babies R Us, no signs. U.S. Bank, U.S. Weekly, Value City, Walgreens, Waffle House, Whole Foods. I go in Whole Foods a lot, too. And let me tell you what the deal is with these places in my area where they don't have signs. They don't have signs because they don't want the stigma of being called out on, well, you know, I carry a gun all over the place, and I have carried a gun in here a bunch as well. Now, in South Carolina, we don't have any provision for open carry at all. And I don't know if it's because they think it's better to be concealed versus open carry. I myself find that completely asinine to say, well, you know, as long as the guns are hidden, I don't care who's got them. Yeah, that's brilliant. But most of these places that I've mentioned that are around me have no signs up, and therefore they're fair game in my state. They are fair game. Their corporate policy, Costco's corporate policy, if they find a member in their building with a gun, without causing a fuss, they're going to escort the member out and ask the member to take off his gun and come back in the store. Now, mind you, Costco has no armed presence at all in that gigantic warehouse store where most people do not know how to get out of the back door, which, you know, would be ridiculously easy, but, you know, they don't know where to go. And, you know, that's the thing. They disarm without providing security, and I'm just not into that. Now, I'm not a member of Costco anymore because of that gun-free policy. But when I was a member of Costco, when I went in there, carried a gun all over the place. Did everything but, you know, slide it across the floor. Ah, golly gee. H.H. Gregg. I mean, who even goes in there? Don't have an IKEA here in South Carolina. I wish we did. I'd go in there with a gun a lot, too. So it's only grown. That list was only that was in September of 2014. That list seems to change even more with the more politicians that get involved. The rationale behind these places of business and their decision to ask customers to not come in if they are carrying a gun Well, it's to provide for the safety of their patrons. Which, once again, is asinine because all of their patrons are defenseless. I found out the other day that the restaurant that I was talking about that I wanted to try was attached to a business that doesn't have any signs. So they can have all kinds of signs on the front of the restaurant, but I can go into the restaurant through a side door with no signs, and I am legal. See, the problem in South Carolina is if you have the proper signage on all of the doors, those signs have force of law. Force of law behind them. Which means if I get caught in there, that's an unlawful carry, and I lose my permit. But if they don't, that's a different story altogether. So I guess it all comes down to this. If you're carrying a gun and you want to, you know, sort of, I don't know, make them feel bad or something, make them feel impotent or something, carry your gun by all means. In my state, they'll never know because concealed is concealed. In my state, there is such a lack of awareness when I'm out and about. I mean, it's alarming. It is absolutely alarming. Lots of Pokemon Go, lots of people paying no attention to anything. I hear loud noises all the time. Nobody looks. Nobody checks anything. And I'm not sitting out there like a prairie dog with my head darting left and right, looking at everything that I hear, but I am paying attention to what's going on, and, you know, I wish everybody else would, because that is a life-saving step right there, that knowing when things are going bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The Syrian refugee crisis continues to plague Europe, as it is going to for quite some time until they get rid of all of them. Coupled with the rise in Islamic terror attacks on the continent, and it has spurred some party leaders in Germany to demand that their gun laws be loosened to allow private citizens the right to defend themselves. T. Beckett Adams of the Washington Examiner reported that Frauke Petri of Alternative for Germany is calling for a right to bear arms in her country. He writes, a wave of sexual assaults and fatal Islamist attacks in Europe have some German politicians calling for a loosening of gun control laws. The leader of the Alternative for Germany party, Frauke Petri, said in a recent interview that Islamist attacks in Germany and elsewhere suggest that the German people should be able to arm themselves with firearms and other means of self-defense. She said many people are increasingly feeling unsafe. Every law-abiding citizen should be in a position to defend themselves, their family, and their friends. We all know how long it takes until the police can get to the scene, especially in sparsely populated places. This is a really tall order, especially from a party that's only gained attention due to the refugee crisis. Beckett did say that Alternative for Germany is poised to do well in the local elections in Berlin with Mecklenburg Vorpommern. Vorpommern. There we go. And in Germany, based upon their current gun law, police can enter a gun owner's home without a warrant to see if they're complying with the country's safe storage laws, despite a right of privacy that's in their constitution. Coming from the Library of Congress, Germany has one of the most stringent gun control laws in the world. The current Weapons Act deals with guns suitable for private ownership. It contains a highly
differentiated regime for licensing the acquisition, possession, and carrying of permitted weapons that restricts according to criteria of need the number and types of guns that can be owned or purchased, and has specific age restrictions for different types of weapons. Licensed gun owners are responsible for keeping their weapons under lock and key, and the law provides detailed specifications on the quality of the storage containers. They're not only telling you what to buy, they're telling you what name brand. And these vary according to the potency of the weapons. Owners must inform the authorities of the safe storage measures taken, as well as allow the authorities to enter their dwellings for the purpose of monitoring compliance with safe storage regulations. Now, it appears that such access must be granted without a search warrant. Even though the German Constitution protects the privacy of the home, access cannot be refused if there is a threat of imminent danger, which I guess they just say, we wouldn't be here if that was not the case. Random inspections, however, must be expected at any time and without any probable cause or suspicion. This increased right of the authorities to conduct weapons was enacted in 2009, in response to the Winnenden school shooting, and much has been said about the interpretation of this right. Those are the kinds of policies the Democrats here would really love to implement. Now, I was just talking about these places that have these no guns policies, okay? What about these places that just don't want you to have a gun? What about these, like, privately owned businesses that just want to put up a sign and they don't want you to come in with a gun? What about them? Because, once again, not everyone believes that people should be allowed to carry, nor wants anyone that's armed to be near them, which is why a lot of businesses have no gun signs. Some wonder if they actually have to abide by them. Here in South Carolina, the sign has to be in a specific spot. It has to be a specific size. It has to be a specific type. If none of that is met, it's not legal. But if it is correct, then that sign actually takes on magical properties. Now, I'm not going to give you any legal advice, and you shouldn't take it that way at all, because I know about South Carolina. And what I know about South Carolina isn't nearly as much as I should know about South Carolina. But if you knowingly or unknowingly violate the laws of the city and state you are in, that's your fault for breaking the law, because you think it shouldn't apply to you because you can't be bothered to find out what it was. It also depends on what a person has in mind when it comes to signs forbidding the open or concealed carry of firearms or other weapons. Some areas, buildings, and otherwise prohibit carrying weapons, concealed or otherwise, for anyone other than law enforcement. These would be the gun-free zones that are supposed to be keeping people so very safe. You know, those. Some are mandated by federal legislation, such as primary and secondary schools, federal buildings, post offices, so on, EIEIO. Some are mandated by state legislation. Almost all states forbid carrying in prisons and other detention facilities, among other examples. What most people are concerned about is signage at private businesses, homes, and other non-governmental establishments. Unfortunately, it depends completely on where you are. Some states will give such signage more weight than others. Some don't give such signage any weight. Some states' signage only has weight if the sign has specific language and formatting. That said, many of the states where signage does carry the force of law have specific guidelines about what the signs have to say. Texas is the most well-known example. State code in that state outlines exactly what the sign has to look like and say in order to be enforceable. These are the 30-06 signs prohibiting concealed carry and 30-07, which prohibits open carry signs that we keep hearing about. Ohio no-gun signs aren't as tightly regulated. The sign merely has to be visible and say the following. Unless otherwise authorized by law, pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code, no person shall knowingly possess, have under his control, convey, or attempt to convey a deadly handgun or dangerous ordnance onto these premises. The wording may give you the impression that a licensed carrier is exempt. That is simply not the case. Only law enforcement can carry on premises with legal signage in Ohio. Businesses can get a template from the state attorney general's website. Likewise, here in the Carolinas, Illinois, Wisconsin, and a few other states allow signage to carry the force of law, but only if such signage conforms to state regulations, just like the above mentioned examples. Alaska gives signage forbidding carrying on the premises the force of law and doesn't regulate it at all. You can write a sign out in crayon and it's legal. Also, just because the state you reside in or are traveling in doesn't give no gun signage the force of law doesn't mean you can ignore the sign, which sounds ridiculous. If the sign has no legal weight, why should I obey it? Well, even if the sign itself has no legal weight, a person carrying may not be or is not welcome on the premises, and a person that is somewhere they aren't welcome is trespassing. Plain and simple. Depending on the laws of one state of residence or the state they're visiting, a misdemeanor conviction for trespassing may result in suspension, revocation, or otherwise of their concealed carry permit. You can get out there and say, the Second Amendment is my permit, all you like, and there's certainly something to be said for that idea. But carrying without a license in a state that requires one is a crime, and that line isn't going to convince a judge. Now, not every state gives signage the force of law. Virtually every state does allow a private business, homeowner, and otherwise to forbid firearms on the premises in their capacity as a private business or homeowner. Therefore, if you're found to be carrying and asked to leave, you have to, or you may be liable for criminal charges. So research. Research the laws of your state in any state that you intend to travel to. Compliance with the law is your responsibility. As we all know, we're all very law-abiding. I try to be. I found out something that I was doing the other day that was wrong, and I was horrified. I was horrified at what the ramifications would have been if I'd been caught. So I probably won't do it again. No, I'm not going to tell you what it was. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Tony Simon. Now, Tony gets people of all stripes, colors, creeds, genders, gets them together to shoot. He gives them this one common thing to bring them together. He creates diversity among friends by doing this. And he's very adept at putting together giveaways and getting things donated to do this. I mean, quite organizational, this guy. Tony Simon, he'll be joining us next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.